My name is Guan Di Li, and I'm working for the New South Wales Department for Primary Industry. And it came from I come from a place called Wagga Wagga. This is not a typo. And the Aboriginal people from Australia normally use two words as a plural for the thing. So Wagga Wagga means a place with many crops. So this is where I'm come from, but originally come from China. And this is a international collaborative research with China, and dealing with conservation tillage. This is a typical shot for the landscape of Lois Plateau. So you'll see that just every bit of land is used for cropping, and the many terraces, and it's not a bigger area. But overall, because terraces and a lot more area looks like, but very tiny. And the soil there is very uniform and very deep, and normally like 100 meters, and with bulk density around 1.1 to 1.3. And as the current situation is has a very serious of soil erosion problem, and that make the Yellow River yellow. And there is a high demand for stubbles, and stubbles are being harvested for animal feed and for house heating, and also for sale for other purposes, like sale for paper making or material building materials, but not for at this stage for the biofuels though. And ending up not much stubble left on the ground. And this project is try to promoting conservation tillage in this region. And we have selected two sites on Gansu province and just in the middle here. And one is called Dingxi and the other called Xifen. So at the Dingxi site, it's a slightly drier climate, and the rainfall is 400 millimeter rain. And the spring wheat is a dominant crop. And on the other side is slightly wetter and warmer climate, and the rainfall is 550. And the main crop is winter wheat and corn, soybean, and other summer opportunity crops. And the experiment design for both sides is similar, but at the Dingxi side is a 2x3 factorial design, and we have two tillages treatment. That's one is a conventional tillage, other is no-till, and we have three covers. So one is just a bare soil, just the stubbles removed completely. And the second one is stubble retention, and the third one is plastic mulch, because the local government promoting the white plastic mulch to conserve the soil moisture. And we have two crops. It's a spring wheat and field pea. This is a fully phased design. We have one set of plot start with spring wheat, and then followed by field pea, and the other set of plots and started with field pea and followed by spring wheat. That means in any particular year you have both crops, and we have four reps in that at that side. The second side is slightly simpler, just take that plastic mulch treatment off as a 2x2. And but we have three crops in that area because it's warmer and a bit and a more wetter site, and we have three crops in 2 years. So So again, it's a fully faced design, and we have a first crop corn followed by wheat, and there's a short break here, and then followed by soybean, and then a slightly longer fallow here, and then we have a second set of plots started with soy, and then break, and followed by corn, wheat, and really we should have another set of plot go with the wheat, soy, and corn, because it's repeat from the second crop from here, so we just reduce and save the land, and just use two faces here. And this is in 2 years you have three crops. And the result I reported here is across 4 years. This is the grain yield at Dingxi site, and we have two crops here, and this is a treatment for the cover treatment across here. So you have no cover, stubble retention, and plastic. And the result shows that there is a significant difference between all this treatment. The highest yield, not say highest yield, the stubble, no-till with stubble retention has a higher yield. And because we separate into two groups, one is the normal one, it's just the stubble versus tillage, and we list this plastic just separately, because it's kind of we have other problem with the plastic, like environment pollution problem. Within this 2x2 factorial design here, and stubble retention with no-till is the highest yield, but the no-till with no stubble cover actually is the lowest, and that's the kind of a thing is we have to be kind of very take care, because people always say no-till is good, and then because the high demand of stubble, and people intending just say, oh, I do know no-till, but I still want the stubble. Actually, that's the worst. And the plastic, as I said, cover, we in the short term we have the high yield here, but in the longer term there is no beneficial to the soil fertility. And also this non-biodegradable plastic actually will cause the environmental pollution problem here. And we have this treatment because the local government says this is the best way to deal with to preserve the moisture. So we have this treatment here. And for the field pea, the same trend, and we have the highest yield for the no-till with stubble, and lost with no-till without any cover, and with plastic, and similar as the top one. So the major funding from at Dingxi is no-till with stubble retention is the best treatment, but no-till without stubble is the worst. And this highlighted the importance of stubble in the system to contribute to improve the soil fertility. And the plus mulch in the short term has a high yield, has equivalent to stubble with no-till with stubble retention, but will have a serious pollution problem if use the non-degradable plastic. And the stubble obviously has a long-term beneficial effect to the soil. And this is the grain yield from Xifen side. At the Xifen side, there is no difference between all the treatment for the corn and wheat. Sorry, the typo here. And the only difference we found is on the soybean. So stubble, no-till with stubble retention has a higher yield on the soybean, but not for the other treatment. And so. So the major finding is no advantage for the no-till practice for the corn and the wheat, but because with the no-till practice there is you save your labor, save the energy, and also save the time between the harvest of corn and the sown of wheat. And for that period is a wet season, and normally you finish that harvesting and sowing within 2 or 3 days. So with no-till, it's made it possible. Actually, in one of the wet year, and the local farmer borrowed our no-till seeder and made it possible to sow their crop. But for the normal practice, it's too wet to do that job. This is the seeder actually designed specially for this ACR project. ACR means Australia Centre for International Agricultural Research. So because no machinery available, so it's specially designed. This is a seeder that with sowing and for the seed, deliver seeds and fertilizer in one operation. And there is a press wheel behind it. It's a normal thing. And this is just we have aluminium tubes for the neutron probe for the moisture measurement. And this is the thing and how we deal with that plastic mulch treatment. And we use the local seeder, the specially designed, very neat machine. It's very tiny and only one cattle or one horse can pull. And it's open the trench and layer the plastic and have the one tube for the plastic for the fertilizer and the other for the seeds. So one operation, one go, you layer the plastic, and normally it's a plastic mulch for the corn for the a less dense kind of a crop, but we used also for the wheat. This is the plot looks like on the side, and we have obviously the treatment with stubble mulch, and this is the soybean germinated over the stubbles. And this is in the late season with corn and soybeans there. And because this is a collaborative research, and we have a lot of students involved in, and just try to training them for all different techniques used in Western country. And this one, the bottom one, is the rainfall simulator, because soil erosion is a major problem there. So just at this stage, mainly for demonstration purpose, to see what's the erosion under different cover. And this is a more close view, and to show that the erosion problem. And this is made in Australia. And this is also stimulated a lot of interest for the local farmers. And we have a few days each year. And now this project is officially finished for the collaboration period. But Chinese just keep this going for the another one or two cycles. So and I would like to thank for the funding body over these years. It's Australia Centre for International Agricultural Research and New South Wales DPI, and ACIA and EH Graham Centre also supply the travel grant for me to travel to here. Thank you. Questions?
We have some time for questions, so.
Yes.
I have two questions. The first one is about the cost of this local made machine. The second one is besides this effect on soil, has anyone done any work on the effect on diseases in the soil with this rotation?
Yeah. The first one, for the cost of that local seeder, I don't know. I guess it's very cheap, and my guess is if I convert to US dollars, maybe $100 to $200. That's my guess, but I don't think it's very too expensive. And for the disease side, and we do have two people, I mean, two local scientists involved in the disease work, but I don't think by this stage they found something different from the conventional sort of tillage situation. But we do have the like a weeds problem as compared with conventional tillage, because now tillage. But then that we have more weeds, but because the labor is not a problem, so we hand weeding, no weeds. But the disease side, yeah, I guess in the future maybe some like we were thinking about in Australia experience with Pseudomonas, that's a problem, but we did not find evidence that the reduced tillage or no-till have some reduced early vigor or something like that. We did measure, do the measurement for the dry matter for the seedling stage and this stage. There's no difference between dry matter. Thank you.
Could I ask the on costs again? It's surprising to see small farmers using plastic. How expensive is that? And you mentioned the idea of biodegradable plastic. How much will that put the price up?
For that one, is that's only start from 1990s, and they first used the plastic to the corn for this kind of a high-valued crop. And then later on says this is also can like preserve the moisture and to increase the yield, and we do find the increase the yield, but when you do the economics, actually not balanced, because it still cost more, I mean, compared with the stubble, or the, because stubble is also high value there, but the actual cost, I'm not sure how much, but biodegradable plastic mulch, they also at this stage are being told that there is one type of cover there, but it's degradable too quickly. it's that, by this stage actually there's not available.